Calling Grass Nation. We are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Millie Tamaras.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in.
So you can log off.
Elise and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this pod, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you can literally do anything else with your time.
And if you like what you hear today and you want to hear more, we've got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up and running with tons more content every week, access to our Discord community and our spinoff series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Yes.
We love your reviews. We need more of them.
We do.
We just got a really nice feature on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
We are emerging voices.
We are emerging voices. And if you've heard our voices emerge and you like what you've been hearing, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And please tell your friends. That's the best review.
Yes.
Tell your friends, repost us, do all that. We really want to keep this going.
Yeah, so. We would really like to keep doing everything that we're doing. And I'm going to say this now. Mm-hmm. I've been holding this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to say, mm-hmm. because of the influx of incredible reviews that we're about to get,
mm-hmm.
Millie's name is spelled M-I-L-L-Y.
Yes.
And my name is spelled A-L-I-S-E.
Yes.
A-L-I-S-E. We get the
crazy,
most wonderful,
insane,
beautiful reviews, the kindest reviews in the world with our names spelled crazy.
like M-I-L-L-E-Y, Miley. Millie with two eyes.
E-L-I-S-E. That's plagued me my whole life. But I get Elisa a lot. Listen, we love
you.
We love you so much.
We love the positive feedback.
We love the positive feedback so much. But I've seen it enough in our reviews that I was like, maybe we should just say how to spell our names at this point.
Say how to spell our name. It's in the graphic of
it is, but you know what?
Who has the time?
Me, the typo queen.
Yeah.
Someone, I spell things wrong all the time. I know there are different ways to spell either of our names. So just M-I-L-L-Y, A-L-I-S-E.
Yeah.
And
Available
so
kicks
much.
My ass. Available could never spell that right. And also when I got the acrylics, nothing's getting spelled right. I'm misspelling them, misspelling whatever. But if you're taking the time, your time is precious.
Yeah.
We wanted to count and M-I-L-L-I-A-L-I-S-E.
You did just say M-I-L-L-I.
God damn it. M-I-L-L-I. See? I'm typing
over. It could happen.
All
the reviews are from Millie.
I know. I'm botting myself. I know. Jesus Christ.
But seriously, we love you and we love your 5-star reviews in all of their forms. I just thought, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for us to address this. And now it's time for us to address the beautiful and amazing person who is in this room with us.
There'll be 100 people, but one of them is our guest. Is our guest.
She's a friend of the pod. She's a comedian. She's an actress. She's a fellow podcast host. She's a fellow Cuban. Mm. Thank you so much. And most importantly, she's from Jersey.
Is that the most important thing about me?
And you're not.
Yeah,
and
actually,
you're not.
And you're not. That's right.
Let's give it up for Ariel Leedy.
Wow. Yes. Oh, studio audience. Thank you so much. Yes.
Millie's direction did say to do a Phil Murphy voice for that, but I don't.
In reference to the meme, we're from Jersey and you're not.
I don't even know that meme. I've never
heard it. Oh, really? From the DNC roll call?
No, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're from Jersey, and you're not.
No, see how I just didn't. See, I'm already out of
you
the discourse.
You gotta keep up with Jersey discourse.
Well, I know. Listen to our podcast. Still, Do one of those things. Keep up or listen to the podcast.
I've done both.
Well,
I thought I have.
I thought I did.
I thought wrong.
Well,
here I am.
Here you are. And we're so excited to have you.
I know how to spell your names.
Yeah.
And
well,
also, it is
you.
On the graphic, so I am judging. Yeah. That got
well,
it wrong.
You know,
we
you can
will
judge
never judge our
guess.
5-star reviewers.
You guys won't. I will. Yeah, you can spell you things can right.
If you leave less than a 5-star and it's spelled wrong,
no, if you leave
then
less than a 5-star review.
Because they could be talking about anybody.
Yeah, well, it's not about me.
I don't know who those
are. I don't know Miley.
Miley and Alisa? I've never heard of them.
Yeah. It was like, I think I remember like a kid who was like talking about his birthday party. That was like when I was a preschool teacher for, oh my God, Millie Lore. When I was a preschool teacher in Paterson, New Jersey.
Damn. Okay.
From Jersey.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm doing
I'm so
it.
I'm so sorry.
I put in the work. Okay. Okay?
Yeah.
And this one kid was like, oh, my birthday. You're not, it's like, well, you're not, the teacher was like, you're not having a birthday party. And he's like, what? She's like, you don't even know when your birthday is. You got to memorize your birthday. And he's like,
damn.
Because that whole when your birthday is.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
I know that one.
You know that one.
Okay. Ariel, between your podcast Fraudsters and your TikTok, where you talk about your favorite Lifetime movies that are ripped from the headlines. Mm-hmm.
That was paid content, but yeah, sure.
Hey, listen.
You still made it.
I still did make it. That's true. Shout out to Lifetime.
But you do a lot of content around liars, cheaters, fraudsters, scammers. This theme will come up later when we get to Grasshole.
Mm. Okay.
What makes this so interesting to you?
Oh, because I've been fraud, but also I've committed some fraudulent things that I will not talk about on this podcast, but I've done some things. Mm-hmm. I've seen some things, and I just find it interesting. What I find the most interesting is that most of the people that get away with it the most have done things that are so blatantly fraudulent, and that's how they're able to get away with it. So someone like a Donald Trump or a, what was homeboy's name?
Which one?
Exactly.
Bernie Madoff?
Yeah,
I feel
him.
Like they get so like arrogant that they're not going to get caught. That
Santos
it gets,
is what I'm thinking
of. George Santos.
Just so blatant, so arrogant that
our
it's
queen.
Just like, yeah, truly my queen.
Yeah.
Because he just has gotten away
Cuban?
With so much.
What's going on?
He's
whatever you want him to be.
Yeah,
that
well,
he's famously Brazilian. That's why he was passing bad checks in Brazil. I mean, I guess we don't know anything.
We don't know
say,
anything about him.
But he's not one of ours. He was passing bad checks in Brazil. That's where he was performing his Tukara Ravage.
I'm so mad that I didn't remember.
Ours. Who knows? No one will ever know.
Famously, no Cuban fraudsters.
Famously, not me.
So you're saying that people get so like egregious with their stuff.
That it's just like they think they're gonna. I mean, they do. They get away with it because they're so egregious with it.
Well,
and it's because people are like, they couldn't possibly be lying. That would be too crazy.
Mm.
And then they're lying. They're fully lying, and I love that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this theme will come back.
This theme will come back. But Ariel, before we get there.
All right.
Me and you have so much in common.
Oh, wow.
We're both Afro-Latina.
That's true.
We have this gorgeous full head of curly hair. You betrayed me today.
I did straighten it today because I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. Well.
That's really what it is. I could not be bothered.
But most importantly, you're my sister in struggle.
Wow.
On the front lines. With android activism.
Wow. It's you and me against the world,
You and
Millie.
Me against the world. What's it like to be a leader in the movement? And what is the most common misconceptions about owning an android that people do not get?
Wow.
Say it. I'm giving you this shared platform.
Wow. And I'm so glad that Apple has shouted you guys out.
Yeah.
Shout out to Apple. Thank
shout
you so
out
much.
To Apple,
I use Apple products.
Yes.
But not the phone.
The phone, no. Come on.
My phone is a Google Pixel 6.
Exactly.
I think they're
Let
up to
know.
Like 14 now.
Well.
I haven't had to upgrade. Why? Because it works. Because
it's a good phone.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay?
It's so hard being me. Every single day, the discrimination that I face.
The oppression.
The abuse. The
People
oppression.
People don't get it.
It's At literally every
you
day.
Need to listen. As
I
an ally.
Yeah,
you
no,
need
you
to listen.
Just sit and listen. You're laughing, but you need to listen.
I wasn't saying anything.
But
just I was
take
listening.
It in.
You need to know when to talk
and when to listen.
Okay. And that's a message for all Apple users.
Yeah. You need to know when to talk and when to listen.
You need to know when to listen. Okay. And people don't get it. Talk about some of the discrimination.
So the discrimination that I face. So when you're here on Android Island, it's a lonely island because people say they want to FaceTime you. They can't. They want to send you airdrop things. They can't. So it actually weeds out some of the people in my life that I don't need.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like dating, a lot of the time they'd be like, "You have, why is there green bubbles? You have
okay,
green bubbles.
Well, you're
I don't
jealous.
Want to talk to you."
Mm-hmm. It's green.
And I lost many a suitor.
Me too.
Many a suitor.
Hashtag.
You discussed this in your subway take.
I just discussed this in my subway take.
This is real.
These guys, you got to agree. You know why they don't like it?
But they weed themselves out.
They weed themselves out, but you know why? Because a guy who's like, they don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
You're readable. You don't. Work. They don't know when you're reading their text. They don't know.
They don't know.
You're hard to pin down.
Yes, it's true.
You're a loose cannon. You're a wild card. They don't like that.
They want a woman they can keep tabs on. They want a red receipt.
They want that. You follow each other and shit on Apple phones?
I do not share my location.
Yeah. See how I don't even know what it's called?
Yeah.
I think now I share my location with my husband, and there was like a specific reason we turned it on. But I know people.
Yeah, I know the reason. Patriarchy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reason is that he likes to know where I am at all times. There are people who share their location with so many others
friends. You know where
I don't do that. There's that find my friends thing where you can see where all your friends are all the time. I don't understand that.
Well,
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I've seen things where people are like, I had a stalker and then she used find my friends to find me. And I'm like, why do you have your friends when you have a stalker? That's not a victim blame, but I'm saying like.
No, I'm victim blaming. Turn it off.
If I have a stalker, I'm probably deleting find my friends.
Right. Immediately. Or get an Android where
they don't have an Android. You're not even in the conversation.
Right.
Okay. You're hard to pin down. No one knows what you're doing.
And you know, if somebody loves you and they have an Apple phone, they will download the necessary apps to make things happen.
Exactly. And that's a big word of like, when you love someone, you will do the work.
Yeah, you'll do
the
work.
To make sure.
Yeah. You'll send me photos and videos on WhatsApp.
Exactly.
That's the only way.
Come on.
You can FaceTime me through Google Meet.
Google Meet. Okay. Okay. You know what?
Me and Millie on Google Meet.
I know. I try to take it seriously.
Well, WhatsApp is good.
It gets the job done.
Instagram has the
own
video
Instagram,
call.
I would call it fake time when we would do little fake time videos.
Listen, so there are ways, and
there
if you
ways.
Love someone, they'll make it, but I just like really wanted to put that spotlight because, you know, it's an issue that
it's
plagues us every day.
Issue.
And I think people don't get it. And, you know, I'll get on my soapbox all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day on my soapbox.
And so
I welcome that.
And literally every day, the producer of my other podcast is like, hey, can we just get you an Apple phone?
No.
I'm like, no. No.
No. Because now I'm doubling down.
Why?
No. Absolutely not.
Are you not communicating with me now?
So what, you just want me
to be
change
a part of
my
your
race
cult?
Too?
Yeah.
You want me to get, what else you want? Huh?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like
it's
it.
Fucked up. Anyway. So... Thank you for that.
Thank you for putting a spotlight on
and
it.
No,
really
I respect what both of you guys are doing, and I respect your lifestyle choices.
Thank you
so much.
Elisa's making it work. Elisa's done the work. Elisa's
made
it work.
She's being an ally.
She knows sometimes.
She was being a little shady, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, you know what? The shade, that's her issue she has to work out.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, that's true.
That's her projections.
That's true. You're so right.
I'm projecting. It's true. I'm projecting.
You're projecting and the bubble
is
green.
I'm in my feelings because I could have a cheaper phone.
Yeah,
well,
and that doesn't
that
break.
Lasts long.
That lasts
and
long.
You
has
know
better
what?
Camera.
Can I say something embarrassing? People are like, how do you like your flip phone? And I'm like, great, because it started being like really crusty and really like fucked up. My screen was cracked. Remember when? You remember seeing my screen cracked? And I'm like, that's the only thing. That's my only complaint. Guys, it was the screen protector. And actually, the phone's fine. And I actually don't have to replace it.
Yep.
I was going to literally get it upgraded to the 6. So I'm like, fuck. Like, that's my one. And it was just the screen protector.
I'm actually rocking a cracked screen protector right now.
Wow. Me too. Same.
Wow.
Sometimes it's just
women
the protector.
Women
in STEM.
Women in STEM.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Well, let's get to the important stuff.
Yes.
Before we get to the discourse, there's been quite a few updates that I just wanted to share. So I'm going to do a rundown of things that have happened in the past week.
Okay.
We'll do really quick, because again, we have to get to the discourse.
Yeah.
But I do want to leave space for these updates.
Okay,
so just reactions real quick.
Mm-hmm. Things
you know,
we talked about on the pod.
Yes, our characters from the pod are coming back in this segment. So it's like update corner, headlines, top lines. We'll come up with a news for like a thing for this segment. But first of all, we do have to start the pod with some really sad news.
Yeah.
like, I know this is like a comedy podcast, but like, we have to be serious right now. Vladimir, the Russian spy whale, was found dead under mysterious circumstances.
Under mysterious circumstances.
Off the coast of Norway. This is 100% real. The most unsettling thing about this, at least I don't even know if you know this, that he was fucking assassinated.
What?
He had bullet holes in
him. Well, it said mysterious circumstances.
Well, they don't know. Well, that shit is
mysterious.
Off.
Someone
assassinated. Gun bullets to Vladimir the whale.
Why'd they gun him down like that?
Okay. Girl.
We need to avenge Vladimir.
So he was a Russian asset.
Yes.
We do know. So his name in Norwegian where he was found is Vladimir, but then that's Vladimir in like Norwegian or whatever. And they did find him wearing a little vest that said property of St. Petersburg. So that's
yeah. So.
And he was doing reconnaissance spying. He was
But he was freed. He was trying to live his life back.
He'd been out of that game for a while.
And it caught up with him. And they're trying to find the assailant. People are pissed. So I just want to give a moment.
Wow.
Of silence.
Someone shot the whale?
Someone shot the fucking whale, Elise. Bullet holes, dog. Bullet holes.
Well, you made it hot for him, honestly.
This shit.
You made it hot for him.
Listen.
You should have never brought him up on the pod. He was living his quiet life in Alaska or whatever.
He was
kind of immediately after we talked about him and we put a letter in the story.
I'm saying, you made it hot.
Well, and now we're getting these Apple Podcast features.
It's a hard burden to be an emerging voice, all I have to say. Now that we're emerging voices on Apple Podcasts, we have to take the power more seriously.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, I want to leave a moment of silence for our bi whale show king.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in power.
Rest in power.
Vladimir, moment of silence. Okay, thank you.
That's the second time we've had to do a moment of silence for an animal that we've talked about on the podcast.
Well, I'm not going to...
Alice
the fish. I'm not going to stop doing... This is hard. This is hard.
It's reporting. Hard work.
It's hard work. Reporting, promoting. It's just hard. It's
I mean, watch this space.
Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Ariel. Thank you. Speaking of other sad, tragic news, the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch, announces a new podcast called Talk Tua on Jake Paul's Better Podcast Network. If you're wondering what could possibly go on that podcast, it could not be none of those words are in the Bible.
Nothing,
really Hawk Tua not in the Bible. Jake Paul's not in the Bible. Whatever.
His podcast. I was really disturbed by all of the details of what you just said.
Well, in case you are wondering, the first episode, there's a clip from the first episode circulating where her guest is comedian Whitney Cummings. Whitney FaceTimes Matt Rife to try to get him to date the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch.
To get him to date Hawk Tua.
Exactly. So just completely cursed things.
Okay.
This gave me an instant migraine.
Instantaneous. Wow. And I don't like to use this word often.
No, go ahead.
But it is white nonsense.
Yeah.
I think that's the definition of white nonsense. And I, you know, when we talked about Hawk Tua, we were fair to her and we said, you know, you can't just say that she's right-leaning just because she's in Nashville and she's got a little accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had gone on a podcast where she was asked if she would Hawk Tua on Donald Trump, and she said no.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, we left the benefit of the doubt open to her, but this is disturbing information.
Jake Paul, Matt Rife, and Whitney Cummings, it ain't looking good.
When you're asking if she would Hawk Tua on Donald Trump, does she mean on his dick?
I think it was on his dick.
Okay.
It was on his dick.
Okay, just making sure, because then that's a real distinction.
That is a huge distinction. I think in the context of the podcast, it was, would you suck Donald Trump's dick? I needed to know.
And to be fair, she did get famous for saying that she gives good blowjobs. She's probably not talking about political. She's probably not making deep political commentary.
Yeah.
She might start.
She might not.
We got to listen to the pod.
And speaking of conservative commentator, this is a new update. Mm-hmm. Conservative commentator Matt Walsh, who we covered for trying to cancel Miss Rachel for saying happy pride.
Grasshole. Yes.
Matt Walsh has recently come out strong against raw milk, which is another main character. He came out against raw milk and has pissed people off with this tweet. Raw milk is disgusting. We live in a first world civilized society and people are actively choosing to consume milk riddled with E. coli and Listeria. Pasteurization is not some evil sorcery. It just kills the dangerous bacteria, you morons. So he lost a lot of his followers.
That many people drinking raw milk?
Oh, yes. That was on our Aquila episode, that there are a lot of people drinking raw milk.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day, that I was looking through just a casual Pinterest recipe.
Oh, Jesus.
And what do you know? Raw milk drop. In the big long thing they write at the beginning of the Pinterest recipe. For some reason, I didn't hit jump to recipe, and I was scrolling through what this woman had to say, and she was like,
"Because women voices
that's,
matter."
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's
and
really nice.
And she was
of you.
Like, "Now that I'm postpartum, I only drink raw milk." And okay, I was like, great. "Ah,
yeah,
oh no!" And then I couldn't even make her recipe because I'm like, "I can't trust this recipe.
No, yeah.
This lady drinks bacteria
and feeds it to her child,
and give it to her child." You know, and this is what I'm saying: Twitter gets a lot of slack for being right-leaning. Rightfully so. But we need that same energy for Pinterest, because Pinterest is crazy. Am I on it? Yes. But sometimes I want to look at pictures of stuff. TikTok is great, but it's a bunch of yapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Twitter people are reading. I want to look at pictures. Mm-hmm. I want to see how this bitch in fucking Ohio has her living room for fall.
Yeah.
That's all I want to see. But guess what? Right-leaning shit. So I'm just letting you know. Finally, the publication time of this pod recorded on Monday, released on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. When this pod releases, the 9-month Royal Caribbean cruise Serenade of the Seas will finally be over.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
You forgot about it?
It's coming to an end.
It returns to Miami on September 10th. It will have spent 274 days at sea and hit a total of 160 destinations, including 8 world wonders. We follow this along the world. We've got a lot of memes, and it's finally coming to an end.
Wow.
Reflections.
I just can't wait to see the video of everyone deboarding the cruise, looking their new selves. Like, I wonder if we'll be able to see in their eyes that they've been changed by the 9 months.
Well, they're already reflecting things of like, we have one more week left. I'm so sad.
Well, there were like people on TikTok doing like almost like reality. Like, this is me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are updates. Any final thoughts before we move on to the next segment?
Okay, I have a final thought that is related to Talk to a,
and it's
kind of a prediction, and it's a really cursed prediction, and I hate to put it out in the world, but I also need to put it out in the world in case it comes true.
Okay.
You know the trend in like recent years with elections, like the political candidates will go on podcasts.
They will go on
semi-friendly. I'm not talking about like Joe Biden on Pod Save America. I'm talking about like them going, like how Obama used to go on. This wasn't a podcast per se, but like Obama and Hillary went on Between Two Ferns. Mm-hmm. If you go on like a friendly entity where you can show your personality, you're going to do an interview. It's not necessarily overtly political, but like, you know, they're your friends. So like Trump just went on the Theo Vaughn podcast.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is, put a pin in that discourse. I'm ready to say, here on Go Touch Grass, that I think before the election, Kamala Harris will go on Call Her Daddy.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that will happen.
I think that's too far.
I think it might
because again, Call Her Daddy, they're not asking any hard hitting questions. They're not making any like subversive points like we are. Okay.
Yeah, they're not
talking about spy whales. Okay. They're making everybody look cool. And talk about sucking dick.
And like,
and all she gotta do is talk about how she goes down on Doug, and she got some. And again,
you think Kamala's gonna talk about going down on
Doug? That's what I mean. I think it's too sexual of a podcast for her to do.
But she's not gonna ask sexual questions. Well,
yeah, but I think, I don't know, when I was watching this Katy Perry interview that she did, I was like, oh, this is actually the perfect weird place for her to go and get this little cred of like, oh, I did a cool podcast. Because, you know, she asked Katy Perry, like, why did you work with Dr. Luke? And then Katy Perry said a bunch of word salad, and she was like, great. So it's like, that's the energy. I do think it's a cursed prediction, but I do think we could be living in a world where we're like, hey, Daddy Gang, it's the Vice President, Kamala Harris.
She makes me want to glug glug. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I said it out loud, but I had to say it
No,
out loud.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I get where your head is at. I just don't think it's going to happen, and I hope that you are very wrong.
Okay.
I hope I'm hoping that. For the best.
I'm hoping for our country?
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best.
Well, and that leaves us today to today's e-dictionary, which is something I've been seeing online, and it comes up in our discourse. And also, this is what Elise's prediction made me want to do. And the word of the day is crashing out.
Oh, yeah.
Crash out.
Crashing out.
So crash out means to commit an act of violence due to rage or a lack of logic.
Yeah.
So, like, people have kind of... The source of it kind of is related to crash dummy. Mm-hmm. It's like a person who is consistently willing to commit acts of violence over trivial or often unserious matters. Again, to go insane or do something stupid. And again, violence in the way that the internet has used it is like she chose violence today when she tweeted this. You know, she's texting her ex 100 times, like she's crashing out, you know?
Yeah.
So in that way, you know, something small triggered a big, huge reaction. I kind of say like it's similar to freak out a little bit, like freaking out. But the word of the e-dictionary word is crash out.
Crash out. Yeah. Interesting.
Crash out, crashing out. So are we ready for the discourse?
I'm ready. So ready for the discourse.
So ready.
Okay. Today's discourse is all about the Ice Spice Cleo
Trap feud
that has happened this past week.
Millie told me we were talking about this, and I purposefully avoided so that I can hear in real time the details.
Okay.
Okay. So. Well, let's introduce the cast of characters. Okay. We have Ice Spice, whose real name is Isis Nyjah Gaston, professionally known as Ice Spice. She's an American rapper, born and raised in the Bronx. Her birthday is January 1st, 2000. She began her musical career in 2021. That's when she started rapping. She started collabing with Riot, who is another character that comes up with Ryan. Gaston is of mixed ethnicity. Her father is of African-American descent, like Nigerian, people say. And her mother, Sharina Alamanzar, is Dominican. Sharina.
I actually didn't know that.
You just said the name, and you're like, that's Dominican. Yeah. Ice Spice gained major recognition in late 2022 with her song Munch, parentheses, Feeling You, which went viral on TikTok. Ice Spice is a controversial figure because if you think of like how high, like how big, she's won Grammy, she's won Artist of the Year, she's won all this stuff, but she's like made a lot of headway in just 2 years. And some people say, like, her rise has been due to her ability to capitalize, like, online, like, being online and, like, her internet culture savvy. Some people say that, you know, her fame is attributed to this breath of fresh air because she's a hip-hop artist, but she specifically focuses in drill music, which is, like, a subculture of hip-hop, specifically only in New York. Pop Smoke was, like, kind of the biggest artist of that genre. So it's like a lot faster and stuff kind of hip hop. And so she was a breath of fresh air in the drill scene. It's mostly men. And she's talking about like kind of, it's more like truly about violence and stuff. And then she's talking about like being hot and having a big ass. Mm-hmm. But other people have said that Ice Spice is the beneficiary of colorism and that she has privilege as a light-skinned black woman. And people also do the Cardi B thing where they, like, even debate her blackness in general. Mm-hmm. But they say her ability to get attention in the black community is because of her light skin. She also has this proximity to whiteness that darker skin performers don't have that has her being able to get opportunities, right? So that's Ice Spice. And, like, this is a context of, like, where we're at with Ice Spice. Now we have Cleo Trapa. Cleo Trapa... She's a rapper. She also does kind of drill music, too. And she has darker skin. And I would say, like, she has not had a meteoric rise. Her rise has been, like consistent. She's been releasing music for longer. And she's had, like, a steady fan base. And I would always say, but she was always had like a career. I would say I would compare Cleo Trapa to someone like Cardi B, where it's like she makes music. She has a, but she's always had a following. She's very personable, very charismatic, very funny online. And she has gone viral for her like funny takes, but her music hasn't like hit the stratosphere in the way that Ice Spice has, right?
That kind of reminds me of like where Sabrina Carpenter was pre like going on Eras Tour and releasing these singles, like where she was now. Like she was exactly. funny and cute and people knew her and exactly. she was there, but she hadn't had a big hit until
That's so
Espresso.
Good. Until Espresso, but the Eras Tour too.
Yeah.
Like the combination.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. You're setting us up.
I have to whitify all of this.
Yeah, no, I had not heard of Sabrina Carpenter before Espresso at all. Exactly. I didn't know she existed at all.
Exactly. Yeah, she was in the world. We have a whole Patreon episode about her and
Olivia
wow.
Rodrigo and that scandal.
The one girl that Olivia Rodrigo is referring to in Driver's License.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, there you go.
So she's been around.
Learning things. Wow.
So, Cleo Trapa, again, very bubbly, funny personality. I would say similar to Cardi B. Her like she has a whole video series of like grammar lessons, and it's so fun. And she's like, "You're with the apostrophe. Apostrophes be kicking your ass, you know." Like
yeah, that kind
like,
of stuff.
That kind of stuff. So really fun. So let's go. Ice Spice and Baby Storm. Baby Storm and Ice. This is a different character. Baby Storm is another musician. She's a dark skinned musician. She doesn't rap. She does like spooky gothy like pop, which okay. I think you would like, and okay. I like her stuff. In April of 2024, Baby Storm accuses Ice Spice of using Cleo Trapa for clout. Baby Storm was Ice Spice's friend, and she claimed, like, her and Ice Spice had a falling out, and, like, Baby Storm, like, did a rant and, like, kind of went erratic and for days was just saying
crazy shit.
Would
you say she crashed out?
She crashed out. Wow. That's a famous wow. crash out. Wow. That's wow. why wow. that's why we're circling, because mm-hmm. she crashed out.
She did.
And in her crash out, she was saying a lot of stuff. People were comparing her to Azalea Banks, mm-hmm. who we just mm-hmm. talked about. We had a Patreon episode mm-hmm. about the many beefs of Azalea Banks.
We got to like seven of them.
Seven beefs. But it was, like, yeah. it was like 2 hours, like, and we only got to seven. But Baby Storm was like, this is Cleo. This girl chose to be the best friend to Ice Spice in public when reality... it was me behind the scenes. So, like, publicly, Ice Spice chose to align herself with this other more seasoned rapper in the scene who's dark-skinned to, like, whatever. But behind the scenes, I was her real friend. Cleo and her are not even really best friends. Isis has always hated Cleo. But she used Cleo so that she could appear closer to blackness. Because Cleo's Nigerian, ethnically. And she, Baby Storm says Ice Spice lied about being Nigerian. And she stole that from me. So, I don't know, but that was the accusation.
Yeah, I'm like, can you just steal people's ethnicities? I guess. I mean,
I don't. You know, and Ice Spice says that her dad is Nigerian. So, yeah.
Do we have reason to believe that he's not?
The Wikipedia says he's African American, but so I don't know. But maybe he's Nigerian American.
It is funny to be like, she got being Nigerian from me.
Yeah, I don't know. That part was like...
like, maybe... So I think maybe a possibility is like, maybe Ice Spice's dad is half Nigerian. I don't know, but like, the dad is Nigerian, the mom is Dominican, but obviously they met in the Bronx, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
That's the only
obviously.
Way.
Okay, so that was the thing in April 2024, this year. Yeah, Storm accused Ice of being friends with Cleo for clout and not actually having authentic friendships in general. Because of Ice's allegations, or because of Baby Storm's allegations, Ice is now being seen publicly with Cleo Trapa. She goes to basketball games, all this stuff. Just to, like, I'm really friends with her, you know? And Cleo Trapa was featured in her Mood music video. Most recently, in the opening act, Cleo was the opening act for the U.S. leg of Ice Spice's Y2K tour. The tour was 1 month long, and she had 16 stops, including D.C., Minneapolis, Dallas, Toronto, Oakland, Tempe. Like, it was just, like, all over the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. So Cleo was opening for her. It wasn't a stadium tour. It was, like, but it was, like, a bigger theater tour. It was, like, a mm-hmm. theater, like, venues, you know? Right. Mm-hmm. Cute, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds really nice.
Well...
Until it's not.
The tour ended August 31st, okay. right?
Not long ago.
Yeah. Not long ago.
This is fresh discourse.
Okay. This is fresh. September 2nd, fans noticed that Cleotrapa and Ice Spice were no longer following each other on Instagram. Just days after the U.S. leg of Ice Spice's tour ended. People were speculating, like, why is this? And somebody says, she just, like, was in it for a bag. Like, Cleo was just, like, in it for the bag and the opportunity to, like, get paid. And once she got paid, she stopped being Ice Spice's friend. And Cleo replied to a fan saying, y'all thinking I got paid is hilarious. I was played, betrayed, and unpaid, Cleo wrote in a comment. I never had a problem with not being paid, by the way, she continued in another post. I knew. I just want everyone to stop thinking I was paid because I wasn't. Questionable, right? It was weird. She wasn't paid to open.
Yeah, that seems extremely odd.
It does seem odd.
Then, after those comments were made, Cleotrapa post a 6-part with 10 minutes each, nearly hour-long TikTok video sharing her experiences about her time on tour with Ice Spice.
Oh, no.
Cleotrapa accused Ice Spice of being a fake friend in the 6-part video series. In the video, she said she and Ice met 2 years ago when Ice was excited to meet her.
Yep.
Like, Ice was like, oh, I'm such a big fan. I've always followed your career. And later went on to explain why they're not friends anymore. And Cleo says, you guys deserve to know who that girl is as a human being. I'm going to do my best to summarize the 1 hour long video series, but sometimes things are worth it. Sometimes things are not. It was really good. It was captivating. It was fun. Risa Tisa level. I'm saying that.
Yeah. I was watching three of them. I watched three and I was like, this is too long.
It's long, but I think it's good. I think she's a good storyteller.
She is better than Risa Tisa. I was bored.
Well, Risa Tisa had like so many cliffhangers, but Cleo was, I don't know.
She's better.
She's a performer. She's used to it.
Yeah.
Cleo accused Ice of being a fake friend, right? So going on to her involvement of the Y2K tour, Cleo said she was only given 1 day to prepare for the tour. Ice called her. Ice had invited her on the tour before. It's like, you should come on tour with me. And she's like, no, I have a lot of shit going on. I'm not going to leave my life for a month. And then a day before the tour started again, July 31st or something, mm-hmm. or July 30th, yeah. July 28th or 29th, she's calling Cleo. You got to come on the tour with me. Really? Like, could I come? She's like, yeah, but you're going to open for me. And Cleo's like, oh, now this is different. Mm-hmm. Like, this could change shit up for me, you know? And Cleo was initially taken back because Ice Spice has never even asked Cleo to, like, come on stage with her to perform. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the way that, like, it's kind of common for rappers to do of, like, right. This is my friend, like, to bring him on stage with them, like, whatever. Ice never did that with Cleo. So when Cleo asked Spice, okay, yeah, like, what do I need to prepare? Like, what do I need to do? Like, do I have to get, like, a makeup, whatever? And then Ice said, nothing, girl. You're with me. Like, it's all going to be taken care of. Cleotrapa. I keep saying Cleopatra. It's Cleotrapa. Cleo then speculated the reason Ice Spice invited her on tour was to make up for that fake shit. Basically, for all of Baby Storm's allegations of, like, she's only using people. She's not really friends with people. All that stuff. So Cleotrapa claimed that gesture that Ice did was, like, a moment that, like, oh, maybe Ice is my real friend, you know? Mm-hmm. The beginning of the series is so powerful. We're going to watch just so you guys could get the tone. And then I'm going to ask you guys your thoughts, and then I'm going to keep summarizing the series.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Cleo. So y'all know me. I've always been vocal about everything, about literally everything. Nobody can shut me up. Nobody can silence me. Like, was you silenced or was you silenced? Okay, and nobody's gonna do that to me. This video isn't to bash anyone. This is for me to speak on my experience and what I went through. And I want my fans to learn from this. My fans, my followers, my supporters, my future fans, followers, supporters. You don't even have to like me. I want y'all to literally take this situation that I'm about to break down to y'all and be inspired by it. And understand that no matter what the opportunity is, nobody should make you feel less than or make you feel like shit because they gave you an opportunity. It does not matter. It does not give a door, an open way for somebody to try to humiliate you or try to make you feel less than. And I feel as though being such a confident Black woman, I'm sorry. I didn't, look, I'm ashy as fuck as a Black woman. I didn't even want to, like, start tearing, okay? Anyways, as a Black woman, a confident one who knows exactly who she is and exactly what she wants in this world, people are so intimidated by it. And it's either you're intimidated and scared of it, or you love it and you just love it. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I was around somebody who was clearly intimidated by me, like, and just who I am as a person. And at first, it might have been something that they liked, but as you can see, I only go up, and I could be seen as a threat to somebody who clearly isn't confident. I can fall out with a friend over miscommunications, misunderstandings. That's okay. You know, we can work it out. Honestly, it's not something that is like has to end everything. You know what I'm saying? But you actually have one time to show me that you are jealous, intimidated, untrustworthy, fake, disloyal, and genuine, manipulative, and calculated. And I promise you that will be the last time you ever play with me.
General thoughts?
Strong words, for sure. I mean, she definitely comes off as very, like you said, like she has a personality, personable, mm-hmm. etc. Are she and Ice Spice the same age?
I think she might be a little bit older. Like 2 or 3 years older. Ice Spice is 24.
Yeah.
And she might be 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Okay.
I needed to place where they are in age
to each other as well.
Yeah. So she has a following, but she has not had like the exposure. Like, she doesn't have magazine write-ups. It was, like, kind of hard to find, like, background information about her because she doesn't, like, she's just not in that level yet.
Yeah.
But she has, like, a huge following and everything. So,
she's like a TikTok famous girl. Yeah. To me, that's how I knew her from her Grammy videos, really.
Any other thoughts about anything before we get into it?
She's very self-assured. I'm on her side pretty much no matter what. Whatever ends up coming out, I'm on her side.
Yeah.
Yeah, she...
She's talented.
She came off as very genuine to me. And that's the thing is, like, I don't actually know her from her music. Mm-hmm. So I just have to go off, like, video vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed very genuine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Spice I know a little bit more. And I've seen some videos of her talking. And Ice Spice has always given me a very, like, standoffish.
Like, standoffish. Quiet. More reserved, quiet. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean someone's a bad person.
Yeah.
But... this girl just, like, pops off the screen in a way that Ice Spice... I mean, Ice Spice visually pops off because she has, like, the, you know, the red hair that stuff. But I've always remember, like, when I watch videos of her, she's very, like, puts a distance between herself and you. Whereas this was very, like...
Yeah, she has, like, a thousand-yard kind of stare.
Like, the hook, the beginning, again, and I wanted to show the first 3 minutes because it, like, summarizes, like, a lot of the ethos, but it's also, like, bringing you in, you're her friend, you feel for her, like, evoking emotion really strong.
Yeah.
So... let's get into what happened on the tour.
Oh my gosh.
So Cleo Trapa claimed that her involvement on the tour received no promotion. Her name wasn't even included on any of the flyers, any of the bills, nothing, like, no, like, we just added this person, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Cleo, this is, like, where we get nuanced, and, like, I'm already team because of everything she said, but also, like, as a creator and performer, when she was talking about it, I'm like, I could totally understand and see myself, and, like, people have done shit like this to me, and, like, I get the nuances, right? She said she didn't even get a repost. Yeah. Like, yeah. To not even get a repost and you're doing the opening for you.
It's just shady all around.
It's just shady. And it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's like, that is a big deal. Because
it feels on purpose.
Your eye spot. Exactly. But it's like, especially like, you open because you want to be Sabrina Carpenter. You want to get to the next level. And to not even like have the main star like promo you, it's just like weird.
I mean, I have felt a version of this
so many times.
So many times when like you're hosting a show and one of the people won't repost the poster. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I put you on my show. Yeah. Can you repost the poster? Yep. Like, do you not want to do my show? Yeah. Do you not want to be associated with what I'm doing? Like, I 100%, as small of a thing as it sounds like, I totally understand being she never fucking reposted
She never reposted the tag. This is just the beginning, all right? We're getting started.
We just cracked it open.
So not only was she not on the bill, didn't get reposted, whatever. ISIS, all the fucking social media, everything, all the promotion would say that the show started at 8 or 9, but Cleo would go up at 7:30. Like, before they would even advertise. Right. So she's not even saying that, oh, my friend Cleo's performing. She would be performing as people are walking in. And people are like, what?
Because if I saw a show poster that said the show starts at 8, I would think that's when the opener is going on.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that's not to be constantly like, Eras Tour, but like, Eras Tour started, I think it was at 7:30, and that's when Paramore went on.
Yeah.
So, like, if I see that, I'm not showing up at 7 because I don't think anything's happening.
The doors aren't even open at 7 in my head.
Yeah, I don't even think that the venue is available to me.
And I like seeing openers because it gives you, like, it lets you get the hand. And also, a lot of the bands I listen to, a lot of groups, artists, they were all openers. And I'm like, I fucking love this vibe. And I would go, it's just the best form of promotion. I would go and be like, oh, and then go see them like when they come by themselves. Anyway, so things got to a turning point when Cleo received no help carrying her luggage from, so they'd be on a tour bus, go from tour bus to hotel to venue or hotel to venue, then tour bus. So all between that, like she wouldn't get any help carrying her bags. To me, I'm thinking about like right now comedy, which again Jay brought up, a comedy show. I'm still dressing up. I'm doing my makeup. I'm doing my hair. All that is important. I'm like, how many suitcases would I have to have? Because 16 shows, you have to have
a month,
30 outfits at least.
Yeah. And
like performing outfits.
You're performing as a musician. Like
so
the
you
level
need to be like more.
I'm the talent. Can you help me out? Is basically
the level of looks that you're like trying to pull for something like this.
Exactly. So, okay. Think about that. How much luggage would you bring for a 16 stop tour? Right? And then bringing that from hotel to venue to tour bus, right? So I Spice, she has like 10 to 12 bags and she gets like her security, her team is bringing all the bags for her. So Cleo was embarrassed one day after the show. After the show, she had to bring her own suitcases around. And she was like, fans were waiting outside to like meet and greet her and stuff. And they like saw her, like they captured her, like carrying her bags on the tour bus because Ice's team refused to carry Cleo's bags. Cleo asked Ice like, hey, like, do you know what the bag situation is? Like, could your staff help me take my bags? And I said no, because then her staff would want to be paid extra to take Cleo's bags. Cleo said, that's okay. I can pay them extra. Right. Like, is it like more of an hourly rate or what? Like, because I'll do it, like, because it's worth it for me.
Yeah. Even though that's also insane for her to say, she's already at a deficit. Like, also, it's like she's not paying her to open and she can't even give them, like, it's not even an hour for them to carry. And I, like, what is it? $25? Like,
so then Cleo's like, okay, well, what's the extra rate I can pay? And then Ice is like, oh, well, security's paid a flat rate. So it wouldn't really work for you to pay them extra. So then Cleo goes on to say, like, if they're paid a flat rate, then they have to carry whatever you tell them. So if you tell them to carry my bags, like, they'll do it. But, like,
just put her bags on top of a speaker or something and have them bring both of the same. Like, I don't understand
why. Unless we forget, from the beginning, she was like, I've got you. Like, you're under my wing.
Exactly.
These are my people.
So Cleo felt like I just wanted to humble her, like wanted her to get that experience of carrying her own bags and all that stuff, right? And the another thing, right, was Cleo was expected to pay for her own lodging during all of the whole tour. And they're staying at 5-star hotels, right? So again, after the bag conversation, something switches. And before, right, I said, you're with me, you're fine. Cleo's assuming that she's going to be in Heist's hotel room. So what happens is over the course of the tour, Ice would be like one time Ice is like, hey, like my boyfriend Riot, because she's dating Riot, my boyfriend's going to be staying in the room with me. So can you, whatever, can you make other, but one time, like after the luggage conversation, basically Ice, like in front of everybody, goes to Cleo and is like, so you're not having your own room? Like, where's your room or something? Like, kind of embarrassed her like that. And Cleo was like, oh, I thought I was with you. Like, oh, sorry. And, you know, so it was like, whatever. Like, kind of that thing of like, wait, I thought you were my friend. Like, you're not.
Yeah. So, and I'm also, again, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not a musician, whatever. But shouldn't the opener have a room that's paid for by the tour?
I guess my question at this point is, there like, are there contracts? And also, if Ice is as big as a superstar as she thinks she is, whatever, wouldn't you then take care of your opener?
Yeah.
Or make sure the contracts had happened so that your opener can have all the things?
Well,
or it's a flex is what she was trying
to do. It's a flex. So, right, again, it's another thing where it's like, are you trying to like make me feel bad?
Yeah.
So Cleo ended up staying in the like hairstylist room, like for the rest of the tour. So that, because again, the hairstylist has to come with their own account, because the hairstylist, the makeup artist, she has a clothing stylist, like they all have their own rooms.
Yeah.
So she would like stay with them during the tour. Cleo also claimed that, you know, she never had any space backstage. Like, the agreement was because they're friends, they would split the dressing room. And also, like, this isn't an arena. Like, the dressing rooms and all of that, like, they're smaller. It's, like, smaller venues. So they would only have one dressing room. So for the most part, like, it would be her splitting it with Ice, or, like, she would get ready first or whatever and have to do her own makeup, have to do her own hair and stuff. But after the luggage conversation, Ice would, like, ice her out, or they would put her in a bathroom, like her dressing room was the bathroom that everyone would have to, the crew would use.
Oh my God. Like, I did not get this far in the video. So I'm like,
yeah. One time, like Cleo put her, like her purse on the couch in Ice Device's dressing room. And when she came and like left the dressing room and to give Ice Spice space to get ready alone, when she came, like she saw that her purse was hanging outside the door. And then the next day she found that somebody had used her card and like charged $700.
No! And 700?
Yeah. So it's like, because of that, she's like, why'd you do that?
Crazy.
Like, so, okay. She says she doesn't know who did it, whatever.
Allegedly.
But, okay. So, she couldn't have anybody, but then there ended up being an extra tour bus van. So she's like, okay, well, maybe my, like, I could bring an assistant and that person could, like, carry my bags and help me do my makeup and help me with everything for the show. And the assistant came out to Chicago and then was about to get on the bus to go to the next tour. And they're like, no, there's no room for you. So she couldn't bring this assistant. Okay. Other times were during the group food orders, they would order food for the whole crew. And one day, like, the whole crew, like, you know, again, the stagehand, whatever, the makeup person, they're all getting, like, chicken salads. So they pass the phone to Cleo so she could order her thing. And she orders a chicken salad. And then management goes back and says, like, no, you're not on the budget for chicken salad. So you can't have, you can't be on this group order. Because she was not. So Cleo said, like, that was an also like a humiliating moment that she felt like was intended to humble her.
Yeah.
Because she, like, if Ice was a real friend, she would have paid for the thing herself.
For a chicken salad.
And yeah, so she was like, chicken salad. I don't get chicken salad. And or they could have sent her an invoice at the end, or Cleo could have paid
something.
For it, something. But it was like things like that, right? I have just a few more instances before we
can, like, clearly just to be mean.
Like, this is crazy.
Other instances include that one day, right, they were told to be at the bus at 9 a.m. because they're leaving to go to the next place. Cleo already, so most tour buses, like, the artist has the room in the back of the bus, like a big room with a huge bed, and then little bunk beds, you know, like stacked on three on whatever. So Cleo was already like kind of halfway through the tour. After the luggage conversation, Cleo was already like kind of ostracized to the bunk bed thing. So she goes in at 9 a.m. to the bunk bed. She goes to sleep. She's like sleeps. And when she wakes up, she sees that the bus hasn't moved, that they're still there. And it was like, oh, ICE isn't ready to leave yet. So it's like, well, why didn't you guys tell me? I've been on this bus from 9 to 2 p.m. And like we're in the still same place. Like I could have done something, whatever. So it's, again, little things like that. Cleo tried to make the best out of the situation. She says again, like, you know, Ice Spice was being very weird to her, towards her, but also, like, Ice Spice doesn't like to do anything. Like, she's not fun. Like, she doesn't even like to play, like, she doesn't play board games. She doesn't, like, during the tour or whatever.
Right.
She won't even play Uno. That's, like, the biggest thing.
She's not even going to play Uno.
Not even a game of Uno.
Well, her blackness was in question, and now she doesn't want to play Uno. I have questions. Why don't you want to play Uno?
Then one day, this was the most egregious to me. One day, they were in the middle of nowhere between Texas and Mexico. That's what she said. You know, the closest thing to eat, there was no Uber Eats or anything. The closest thing was a McDonald's, which is a 10-minute walk away. And she was scared. She was trying to get people from the tour. Like no one was really talking about food and no one whatever. So she was like, okay, let's try to figure out, like, who can come with us to McDonald's, right? I'm going to play what happened.
Went downstairs. And I seen her in the lobby, and her and some other boy, one of Ice's friends, is just standing there, you know, with a basketball. I'm like, oh, what y'all just did? Oh, we was playing basketball, whatever, whatever. Nobody said anything about eating. Nobody. I'm like, me and the hairstylist keep talking about food. We like, oh, damn, we mad hungry, just at McDonald's. Nobody said anything about food while me and her are talking about how hungry we are. Now we go to the boys' bus, tour bus. And we just sitting on the bus. We just like, yo, like, can somebody come with us to McDonald's? Like, nobody want to walk there by themselves. We fake want a man with us. They like, oh, that's mad far. Like, nah, like, where? There's a desert. It's scary. I'm like, okay. Nobody said anything about food still. Come to find out, everybody ate. Can you believe that? Everybody ate. Guess what? They all went to a steakhouse. Everybody went to a steakhouse and left me, the hairstylist, and the makeup artist. Everybody went to go get a bite, steak, mash, cream corn, spinach. And we didn't have anything. We didn't eat at all. We're trying to figure out how to get a McDonald's, and y'all all ate already? Nobody mentioned it. You know why nobody mentioned it? Because it was a secret. It was a secret, and I gagged. One of the things that I have to charge to the game, I guess. I'm like, what? They said, don't say anything. We don't want to make it a problem. All right, I'm not going to say anything. One of the things I'm just going to have to bring up when I'm ready to leave.
That's insane.
That's so messed up.
And also, for the hairstylist and the makeup artist, you made them starve too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually...
Well, it's like they were punishing her for being friendly with her. I'm mm-hmm. punishing the girls for being friendly with Cleo.
That,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Honestly, that makes a lot of sense to me because it is so bizarre to me to have a group dinner that includes everyone but three people. Like, that is...
And make it a secret? No one talk about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And they're both talking about being hungry and everyone's just sitting there like... like, that is so shady. And then also, at least, if you really want to keep your stupid fucking secret, walk them to McDonald's.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why weren't any of the guys going to walk them to McDonald's? You're full of steak and mashed potatoes and stuff. Walk it off and take these girls to McDonald's.
This is insane.
What say you guys so far?
So I guess my question at this point, because I still don't know this. I didn't research that much about this situation, but why did Cleo continue on to this tour?
So her rationale was like, I'm just gonna get through the tour, and like every time something would happen, she's like, I'm just gonna bring it up at the end because like I'm just waiting for this to be over, and I'm just gonna bring it up at the end because look at how I like my treatment got worse when I made the request about the luggage. Like I don't want to wreck the boat, and then finally like the second to last show was Atlanta, and her mom was gonna go to that one. So she's like, I have to make it to this show. Also, when her friends would go see her, they weren't allowed backstage, like, or anything like that, you know, and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, like, that was her thing. It was like, I have to go, like, basically, like, I want my mom to see me. And also, right. like,
I guess I'll suck it up.
She's just, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to, like, bring it up later to Ice Spice. Like, and also, she was scared. Like, if she freaked out, you know, whatever, about the luggage thing, like, she's trying to be very careful about what she does.
I'm saying,
next.
Though, if you're not getting paid and you're not getting fed and you're being treated as a second-class citizen, then let's just, I'm going to charge it to the game and move on. I'm like, okay, you clearly don't want me as your opener. I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like, that is why I honestly asked about her age, because I was like, oh, you do not have to take this, girl.
This
like,
is
you
mistreatment.
Need to get the hell out of there. But I also do understand, like, she's literally on a tour bus with all of her stuff. Like, there's probably, like, a Stockholm syndrome element to it where you feel like, oh, you can't. I can't cancel the tour. I can't leave. There are so many things in my life where I put up with so much bullshit because I was like, well, I can't quit. And it's like, my number one piece of advice that I would ever give to any, like, young person coming up in the arts of any kind is you absolutely can quit. Yeah.
You can walk out.
You can walk out. And most of the time it's like, it'll be okay.
Yeah. And I guess it's like, 16 dates, 30 days. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that, you know, it's really a month. And also, like, it's probably go. Like, as soon as they have their movie. So it's like, there's a lot of shit, and I could totally see her like, look, there's a week left, like, or there's two weeks left, like, let me just see this through and whatever. Versus, like, if it was a year long thing, that would be whatever.
Nine month cruise.
I don't know, but I can't starve for that long. Yeah. I can't starve for a month.
Yeah. Well, but I get how the circumstances probably made her feel like, oh, I'll just stick it out. I'll complain at the end. I'm already here. Yeah. I'm with my stuff. I'm trapped in it. I couldn't possibly quit. And it's like, let's see what happens if you actually say, I'm walking and you're not going to have an opener. Get another opener for the rest.
But she has another opener, a male rapper who's on the bill.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like a lot of this stuff, the way it went down publicly, like for her to publicly be told, you're not on the budget for the chicken salad. Why don't you have a room? So the making her carry her bags in front of people, it does speak to her point of, like, someone who's trying to humble you, make you feel bad. Like, it is giving that Ice Spice wanted to be very clear about who was on the top of this ticket.
Yeah.
But I feel like the other thing is, you can do that by being insanely generous.
Nice.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Is like, she could have showed her, if what she really wanted to do was, like, big dick her and show her how much of a bigger star she was and all this stuff. You could do that by providing her with so much stuff and so much care.
And then also that girl will be loyal to you forever. Like,
look at my unimaginable wealth. You could have two chicken salads.
Right?
You can come with us.
Bring
to
your boyfriend.
House.
Bring this. Yeah. Like, all this stuff. So basically, she goes through all this. She gets home. She sends Ice, like, basically, like, hey, I don't really like how I was treated, blah, blah, blah. It made me feel really bad, whatever. To, you know, air her grievances on the tour privately, Ice replied that she's ungrateful for the opportunity that she was given. And, you know, all this stuff. And she had really nasty replies. You can see in the screenshots. Yep. Ultimately, like, so that was, like, when Cleo was like, you know what, fuck you. And that's when she, you know, Cleo said, like, I felt like I was invited on the tour to damage control the situation with Baby Storm. So then Ice responds on September 3rd on Twitter Spaces. She does, like kind of like a Clubhouse live thing.
Get out of Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, why are you there?
I was like, that Twitter Spaces exists specifically for, like, Republicans to launch fucked up campaigns.
Well, you know, and this is how she addresses the concern. She's like, y'all know this is not funny. Crashing out is sad, you guys. The scary part of fame is the moment that someone feels they can no longer use your platform, or, like, they're not exactly getting what they want out of a situation the way that they want it. You know what I mean? That's when they decide to crash out over every single thing. And then she's like, this is a pattern. I was genuinely trying to help her. Like, we had extra room, and I said, you want to come on this tour? And it was last minute. And, you know, we had extra bunks and I was like, let's see if Cleo wants to come. She could do her songs and stuff like that. But like, that's what I fucking get songs. For trying to be her good person. Whatever, bro. Ice Spice claimed that Cleo left out so many details about her time on tour, recalling their time. She's like, I can't believe she says I don't like to do things. Like, we went to an amusement park and we were having fun. And you're trying to complain about a chicken salad. You never came talking to me about a chicken salad. So, like, what are you going to do about it now? You're going to send me a whole message after tour? Like, you just got off the bus. Like, I don't even know that you got off the bus and you're going to send me an essay, intro, body, conclusion, trying to analyze this shit and figure out how I'm wrong when all I did was share my stage with you when I didn't even have to do that. You got less than 10,000 listeners a month. That's her Spotify numbers. Oh. And I'm sharing my stage with you and you're feeling entitled. The whole thing that's blowing me right now is, oh, because Cleo kept talking about, like, Ice has dark energy. She has dark energy. She's like a demon. Like, there's something not right.
You can tell when you look at her pictures.
Talking about some dark energy, trying to compare a tour bus to a slave ship. She did the slave ship comment when she was talking about the bunks, mm-hmm. how they're stacked on each other and like very enclosed. Like, what are you talking about right now? What? That's so crazy to me, bro. That is so crazy. You really gonna be friends with someone for 2 years, but the whole time you feel like they're soulless and dark? Like, you sounding dumb as hell, bitch. If anything, we both need saving. What the fuck are you talking about? We was at the movie theaters. We were hanging out. But you're not going to tell... This is the part that is going viral. Bitch, you're not going to tell people how we was at an Italian restaurant and you ate so much fucking food, you fucking vacuum, that the server was like, where did the food go? Stop it right now. So basically, she's like... So then, it's a sound, but people... It's funny because people are like... That's what you do in a restaurant.
Yeah, you know, like, let what? Me tell you right now, if I am at an Italian restaurant,
I'm eating
so much fucking food that the waiter's gonna say, where did the food go? And I'm gonna say, it's right here.
Also, in like, my it's belly. So funny that a waiter would say, where did the food go? When like
a waiter would never.
Where would it go? You leave a plate of food and people eat it. Like, what do you mean where it would go? Anyway, so then after the Twitter space, Ice Spice seemingly mocks Cleo Trapa in now deleted post. Would you rather, and then there's two options, a Twitter poll. Be a mean bad bitch or be a stupid bum bitch, right? That was the first poll that she did. And the second poll she did was, what should I do for dinner? Steakhouse or chicken salad? The two options, right? Then Ice Spice's management weighs in. And basically, like, the manager was like, this is her manager. Like, this is Cleo's manager's fault. Her manager should have told her, like, what happened. Like, this is what happens when an artist goes on tour. Like, he should have explained the opportunity to her. Like, she's just young and she doesn't know anything. And now she's, like, ruining and she's so unprofessional and so messy. He's like, I spoke to Cleo's manager this morning. And the manager realized, like, that what Cleo's 100% in the wrong. And that his client doesn't have the financial backing to be on the tour. And then Cleo replied, like, that guy's lying. Like, my manager never talked to you. You're lying. Then in response to the vacuum comment, Cleo accuses Ice of being on Ozempic because of Ice Big. So this is basically, imagine being called big by someone that was just big. I'm going to bed, bro. Ozempic got y'all gassed and fat phobic now. Bet. So finally, on September 4th, we love her. We hate her. But we love her. Azalea Banks jumps in to defend Cleo Trapa. So Azalea Banks said, I don't like how everyone's trying to make Cleo Trapa look any fucking who. At Cleo Trapa will be performing with me on Halloween, October 31st at Terminal 5. She will be paid. She will have her own space to glam whatever she wants on her rider because I have fucking respect and class.
Yes.
And Cleo Trapa acknowledged Banks' support. And quote tweeted it with a kiss emoji.
We love her.
Azalea Banks has been summoned.
She said a bunch of other stuff, but it was crazy, and I'm not gonna engage.
Yeah, because that's okay. Broken clock, you know.
Broken clock. She's
broken clock is right twice a post.
Yeah, twice a post. Because
then she started talking about like Cardi B and how like Ice Spice isn't really black, and it's like okay,
all right. Well, you know, we're having such a good time.
Thoughts, guys. That's the discourse.
Look. I think that Ice Spice went to the rap school of Nicki Minaj. And it sounds to me like she's going the way of her. And it's possible that maybe when she was working with Nicki Minaj and Nicki treated her like that. And she feels like she has to now sun somebody else. You know what I mean? Like when you're mistreated, you start to mistreat other people.
Displaced anger. Yeah. And even like what Baby Storm said a long time ago, when Baby Storm said that in April, that like Ice Spice was, Baby Storm had screenshots where Ice Spice was talking shit about Nicki Minaj and was like, Nicki Minaj is washed up and irrelevant. Like, I'm the one that got her like this Barbie song and all this shit. It would never be popping without me and all this stuff. Mm. Whatever. So it's like probably Nicki Minaj sunned her and like she's trying to pass it on. Yeah.
The thing to me that just sticks out about all of this is that there is such this undercurrent of like, this just toxic mentality that is all throughout entertainment, which is like, oh, if I'm giving you an opportunity, then I don't even have to pay you.
Yeah, you should
I don't
be grateful.
Have to give, like, I don't have to give you shit. I don't have to feed you. I don't have to tell you anything. And you as an artist, because you're getting an opportunity, quote unquote, you have to lay down and just accept whatever because of the potential chance that you might get more Spotify streams, listens, whatever. You should take any kind of treatment. That is just so pervasive in all of entertainment everywhere. And it fucking sucks. No one should be paid in opportunity. People should be paid in dollars.
Real American
and
dollars.
People should be respected because at the end of the day, you want your opener to look good, be well rested, be fed, and all that stuff, because your tour is better when your opener isn't starving and carrying her own bags and so like upset and shit. But it's this mentality that doesn't even take into consideration the totality of like to me, I'm like, oh, Ice Spice isn't thinking of her show as a whole show and a whole production the way really top artists actually do. When you think about the people who are at the tip top of their game right now, I'm thinking about even like Olivia Rodrigo's relationship with Chappell Roan, because Olivia Rodrigo had Chappell Roan opening for her, and now they're doing all these videos where like Olivia will sing with Chappell. They'll sing each other's songs. There is no way Olivia Rodrigo is having Chappell Roan carry all her wigs up the stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all her glam.
Exactly. Chappell Roan carrying a ball gown down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, also, that's not happening because you treat your opener with respect because your opener is part of your show.
Yeah.
They're an extension of you.
Yeah.
You're like, this is my person. This is the person that I have co-signed to be here.
Yeah.
Not, I'm going to have you sneaky up at 6:30 before I even have anyone else show up. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
All of it was weird.
Yeah.
All of it was weird. And the thing is that everything that I said doesn't refute any of the claims that like Cleo was making.
No, I feel like it makes them stronger because she did have dark energy in those responses and was really mean and nasty. And there was this level of, well, I'm bigger than you. Look at your Spotify streams. I gave you this opportunity, blah, 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 which is the exact attitude that
she's saying you
had. So I feel like her response only made me feel more like, oh, this wasn't a misunderstanding. Yeah. This was for real.
Because
there was part of me that was like, well, Ice Spice is really young. Maybe she didn't have a grasp on her team and how her people were being treated. Maybe she's head in the clouds.
Right.
Ba-da-da, like she doesn't know one way or another. But it's once you hear that response, I'm like, oh no, it was intentional and it was mean.
Or just like she has no idea, or like she's young, so she doesn't have the compassion of knowing like how it feels to be in that girl's position.
Yeah.
Another thing people are saying, like, again, this is on Cleo. Like, so there's been a lot of discourse. Most of it is like Ice Spice is mean and weird. And like, she's always had mean girl energy and she's trying to do the girl's girl thing, but it's not working because look at how she's treating her girl's girl. A kind of valid argument is just like, she should have like talked to her manager first or paused it.
I was
or
surprised worked out the manager that was involved in this.
Yeah, it just sounds like two girls were like, hey, you want to open for me real quick?
Yeah, so yeah, that was like the big criticism that I feel like is kind of valid of like, yeah, she should have worked out with her manager, and like the manager could have asked like, where is she going to stay? What about meals? What about this? What about that? I think even like Ice Spice's manager said like, if she couldn't figure it out in the first few, like maybe she misses the first 5 days of the tour just so she could like work those things out. And like, that's a lesson too. Like,
yeah,
that was a valid criticism. And you know, I've just also been there. Like, I just have so much compassion for Cleo, because we have big personalities and, you know, whatever. And it's like, and also we have like friends who are really famous or whatever. And they think that just putting us on, but like not treating us like a human being on the way, or like, again, trying to humble or be like, no, but this is my thing. This is my, and it's just like, if you're truly secure in yourself, like you wouldn't care about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm little, I'm nobody. Then you shouldn't be trying to humble me. Yeah. If I really am nobody, you shouldn't be trying to humble me.
And exactly. I don't know if I'm going in with this with like biased lenses, but now Cleo's Spotify listeners are more, obviously, because this went insanely viral. That first video that we said, the 3-minute clip, that video has 5 million views. Her Spotify listeners gone up. I'm going to say biasly that her music is better than Ice Spice's music.
I mean, it
music.
Is. Ice Spice is not that talented.
Yeah, her music is good. Like, you would really like the song Rockstar. Very emo-inspired beats. Love it. But, like, she raps on it. She's doing, like, cool wordplay. She did a freestyle about it. That's great. So it's good. So that's basically the discourse.
I have, like, another thought. If I'm going to give any Ice Spice any sort of tiny bit of credit, which I don't think she deserves, but whatever, I'm gonna sit here and do it. Perhaps she doesn't know anything about this shit because she is like 23 and never had to struggle.
Exactly.
She flew up to stardom. So she flew up to being like a Grammy winner somehow.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know what happens on the bottom when you're doing like smaller shows. So perhaps she didn't know. And then when Cleo brought it up to her about the suitcases, she was like, oh, fuck you. Now I'm going to make it hard for you.
Exactly.
So that's what I think probably happened.
It's like that. Like, she didn't know. But then, like, the secret stuff.
Well, then later on, it becomes, like, purposeful. Like, now I'm going to make it hard for you.
Yeah, because
you hassled me.
Yeah, she does seem petty.
Yes.
Like, that when whatever it was, that moment with the suitcases got brought up, that, like, brought out, I think, a petty streak. I do think the youth of both people is at play here. Mm-hmm. In the case of Ice Spice, that she just is super duper young, and exactly everything you said, had such a meteoric rise so fast. It's also just like people who are 24 are very self-centered and not even realize what's going on.
She never had to be in the trenches. She never had to go to open mics.
Saturn hasn't returned.
Yeah.
Saturn return will beat your ass.
Yeah.
And then with Cleo, it's more of a youth. Not that she's been in the industry less time, because she hasn't, but it's a youth in like this level of stardom where it's like she should definitely have gone to her manager and said, they're not feeding me, they're not putting me up. Like, that is something where you can call your... That's what your manager's for. I don't think she realized that that was, like, available to her, an option, or that it's, like, none of this is above board. You shouldn't be being asked to do this in a day. So I think both of those things are coming at play. But at the end of the day, the fact that when she brought this stuff to Ice Spice as a friend, that Ice Spice was just like, fuck you, you ate all of our Italian food.
Yeah.
Like, that to me speaks very poorly of Ice Spice.
Just bad vibes at this concert. I hate it.
Is it time for Grasshole? We've got a quick one today.
Let's do it.
Okay. This is our segment, Grasshole of the Week, where we talk about the person or people who need to log off the most. Sometimes it is loving, sometimes it is not. This one, I'm honestly just mainly concerned for our grassholes and like the state of mind that they enter the world in. For the first time ever, our grasshole is potentially thousands of people. And this is where scams come in.
Okay.
Because this week's grasshole are the people who believed the Chase Bank glitch.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Have you guys heard about the Chase Bank glitch?
We've heard about it. Did I almost go myself?
Did I think about it?
Yes.
Sure.
So, in our re-released episode that we put out last week, where we talked about the $50,000 in a shoebox cut article, the way we talked about that was like, I would go through it and Millie would tell me where things blooped for her. Mm-hmm. So where you get a little,
this is probably a red flag moment.
Yeah.
This might not be good.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through what the Chase Bank glitch is.
Okay.
And you guys just give me your bloops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Immediate bloop.
Yeah.
Chase Bank glitch, bloop.
Bloop. Yeah.
So last weekend, the phrase Chase Bank hack was trending on TikTok. After users became convinced that the bank's ATMs were glitching nationwide and causing them to give people unlimited cash.
Bloop.
unlimited cash from a bank is a bloop for me.
I'm going to say Chase Bank hack
is a bloop.
No, hack on TikTok for a bank to do fraudulent activity.
Yeah, that's the bloop, hack
bloop,
is fraud.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
So all bloop. We bloop the entire thing that I just said. Okay, yeah. Great. Dozens of TikTok users claimed in videos that have since been deleted that the bank's ATM would allow any customer to immediately withdraw from any check that had just been deposited, even if they didn't actually have the money in their account. So basically, you write yourself a check for thousands of dollars, deposit it, and then take out money you never had in the first place. So I'm not sure if you guys caught it, but that glitch is actually a crime.
Yeah.
And that crime is called check fraud.
Yes.
It's a pretty known crime that's existed for a while. This is per NBC Business. Criminal statutes on the severity of punishment for instances of check fraud may vary by state to state. But in California, misdemeanor check fraud carries a 1-year prison term and financial penalties. And in New York, it can result in up to 3 months of jail time and a fine. So the bank says that as of today, it is reviewing thousands of incidents of people doing this, which is particularly hilarious because in order to execute the glitch, you have to put in your debit card, deposit a check with your name on it.
And your signature.
And your signature.
PIN.
And put in your PIN. And ATMs now record video of every transaction. So it is the least slick crime you could possibly commit. Yeah. It's basically like, hello, I'm a criminal and my social security number is this.
Here is my crime. I did it.
So here's a quote from Rolling Stone. It took less than 3 days for the Get Cash Quick scheme to become a shit show. Users posted hundreds of now deleted videos showing their Chase accounts with negative amounts of up to $50,000. Which is so funny. Like, why wouldn't you try a smaller amount?
Yeah.
You're gonna go $50,000 immediately.
I know.
Go hard.
And the article, this Rolling Stone article, goes on to make some interesting points about how there's like a whole ecosystem of bad, potentially illegal financial advice online. Apparently, earlier this year, there was a 26-year-old mother identifying herself just as Patricia, who went viral for her Businesswoman University program, which basically.
I like these crimes. This kind of crime I like.
So she told women to make circular transactions across multiple credit cards to grow their credit lines and then use that to start a business, which financial experts say it violates multiple tax laws.
That one's a little bit more involved. I'll let that slide.
Yeah.
Patricia.
Patricia's fine.
Let Patricia
cook. She's fine because she has a university.
Yeah.
So, guys, for believing that something titled Chase Bank hack was real and for doing it to the tune of $50,000. Chase Bank glitch believers,
go touch grass.
All the grass.
Get out there.
Get outside.
I know you need
outside.
But not to the ATM.
No.
Not anywhere
but
to the bank.
Fresh air, touch grass, no ATM fraud for you. It's almost like elder fraud, but opposite, like for youth, for people that were on TikTok and then are like, oh, I can do a hack for my bank.
Yeah.
But this is the new elder fraud.
Yeah.
Because they've got elders on the phone.
I know. But they get the youth on TikTok. Yeah.
But the elders, they're the victims.
Yeah.
Chase
the kids are not the victims.
You victimize yourself.
You victimize yourself. Yeah, you victimize yourself.
Because Chase Bank is fine. Chase Bank will be getting their money back.
They're getting their money back, but now you're going to jail.
Now you're going to jail. But they opened up all these brand new jails, so we got to fill them up somehow.
So the big winner is the new jail.
The industrial,
prison system.
Yes.
Isn't that always the winner, though?
Yeah, that's actually how you should end every episode.
And sponsored by Rikers Island. No, okay.
This is not the Daily.
This was an amazing episode.
Amazing.
Ariel, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you, your podcast, your socials, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my name is Ariel Yeti, A-R-I-E-L, since we talked about how to spell names in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel Yeti on Instagram, Twitter. I'm still on Twitter. It's sad.
No, it's fun.
It's fun.
Okay, it's a little sad, but it's fun at the same time. And I do Fraudsters. It's a podcast about fraudulent activity, mostly white collar crime, and we come out every Tuesday. This season is about the war on drugs and how fraudulent it is. Wowie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Speaking of filling up those prisons,
that's really what most of it is about.
Yeah.
Guys, you can find this podcast at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. You can find me at Pandalise on Instagram, at Elise Navidad on TikTok. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review.
You can find me at Millie underscore Tamarez on TikTok and Instagram, and at Millie Tamarez on Twitter. And if you're in Denver, I'm going to be doing a show.
Wow.
I'm going to be doing two shows in Denver coming up. In English and in Spanish as part of the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Amazing.
I will be putting that on my socials very soon. But come see me. Come say hi. Come see mo. Come say na. come see. Come say. And it's September 20th and 21st. I will be in Denver doing comedy live. So
do that, guys. Go see Millie in Denver. And until next time,
go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum podcast.